and insurance specialists. See how much you can save at insuremyvan.ie.
If you're with FBD Insurance and your van gets robbed, it's not a flippin' bloomin' disaster. That's not what FBD stands for. FBD stands for support. We support van owners like you by covering your work tools up to the value of €500 if they're stolen with your van. FBD Insurance. Support. It's what we do. Visit your local branch to talk to your FBD Insurance team. Requires valid van theft claim. Excludes electronics and software. T's and C's and normal underwriting criteria apply. Underwritten by FBD Insurance PLC. FBD Insurance Group Limited. Trading as FBD Insurance is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Make more meals for less with Dunn Stores, where you'll save in the aisle with ingredients for a vibrant burrito bowl. That's chicken thighs, 915-gram pack, just $2.99. Cooked with taco seasoning and fresh vegetables, like red onions and 54-cent loose avocados. Served with fluffy rice. All from the Dunn Stores range. Plus, you can save again at the till with a 5 off 25 grocery voucher. Dunn Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used on next in-store grocery shop of €25 or more.
It's almost 8 o'clock with Noyx.ie. Step into elegance and comfort with our quality Swiss-made flooring options.
It's Noyx Newman. Kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
On FM, on your mobile and on your smart speaker. Radio Nova.
News for Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow.
It's 8 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Joe Caulfield. The Tánaiste is reportedly seriously considering a redress scheme for the families of the Stardust victims. He also says the government will respond fully and comprehensively to the findings of the new Stardust inquest. He was speaking during the party's 1916 commemoration service at Arbour Hill in Dublin this morning. Micheál Martin says this week's verdict vindicates the quest of victims and their families for acknowledgement of what happened on that night. A man's been jailed after being heard shouting racist abuse at a group of teenagers in Dublin. Daniel O'Sullivan, with an address of Ballyogan Road in Carrick Mines, appeared before Dublin District Court last night. Alex Rowley has the details.
The 26-year-old was charged with engaging in threatening, abusive and insulting words or behaviour after using a series of racial slurs. O'Sullivan faced objections to bail but then entered a guilty plea to the Public Order Act offence. The incident happened outside Store Street Garda Station in central Dublin on Friday afternoon, just 13 minutes after a prior arrest. The court heard that the three kids were doing nothing. They did not react. He was arrested at 4 p.m. and brought back into the Garda Station. The court heard he replied no comment when charged but then said a racist slur. He was denied station bail and held pending his court appearance. His solicitor said his client's attitude in the station was not commendable, and O'Sullivan thought that his girlfriend had a heart attack. He felt animated and did not deal with it well. The solicitor said O'Sullivan suffered from anxiety and this incident appeared to be a symptom of that. Judge Grainne Malone noted that no further charges will be brought. O'Sullivan has been jailed for 10 weeks.
Keep your swim short and stay within your depth. That's the advice from Water Safety Ireland as people head to the beaches during the current warm spell. Deputy CEO Roger Sweeney says the risks are high at this time of the year.
Be aware of this colder water cooling your muscles, but also be aware of these rip currents. And these rip currents happen all around our coastline. That's why it's so important to learn about these, and you can do so on the watersafety.ie website. And parents and guardians, if you're bringing children to any waterway, just remember to supervise them.
And finally for now, Irish actor Alicia Weir says she couldn't believe she was named in one of Forbes' 30 under 30 lists. The 14-year-old was named in the Europe Entertainment list of rising talents earlier this month. Her new film, Abigail, came out in cinemas on Friday. That's your news for now. We'll have more in an hour.
Radio Nova's Fact Checker, funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee.
Well, we've a new Taoiseach in Leinster House with all around the cabinet table towing the line that the government will last its full term. However, there are some who've recently claimed the EU is pressuring government to not call a general election until some new EU laws are passed. A post on March 27th on X said that there was pressure on until the Migrant Pact, WHO Treaty and hate speech laws were up and and running. The Post then said that according to a reliable source, Leo Varadkar announced his resignation under advice from the EU to relieve some pressure. However, the Journal points out a major misunderstanding of the Irish political system and our own laws based on the Constitution. They point out that Ireland had already signed up to the Pact on Migration and that laws around the hate speech had already passed through the Dáil, while the WHO treaty had little to do with the EU and hasn't even been presented yet. So there is no proof that the European Union has pressured the government to remain in place. If you'd like us to check something you've heard, seen or read, email us news@nova.ie and stay tuned for more on The Fact Checker right here on Radio Nova.
Radio Nova weather.
With QuoteDevil.ie.
For car insurance, van insurance or home insurance, call the Quote Devil. Unless, of course, you've got money to burn. Quote Devil Limited is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Stay mostly dry tonight with clear spells for much of it. Cloud will build as we head overnight with temperatures coming down to between 3 or 4 degrees. You're up to date to the home of the Nova Noise. Get your first play just after 7:30 weekdays with your chance to win the extra Gallagher's Grand on Radio Nova.
Now,
more seriously addictive music
with Kieran McGuinness. Guaranteed.
Yeah, this is Whippin' Boy, the perfect song for a sunny evening. It's Radio Nova.
Seriously addictive. Radio Nova.
time to play the fool when we both know.
It's got a sharp end on it. That is 10 Hail Marys, Dublin band, and that song's called I Had a Dream, and I absolutely love it. I love the sound, I love the feel, I love the attitude. It's brilliant, brand new music here on Radio Nova. And this is the All-Irish Hour. What a pleasure it is to have you on this hour. We get to play brilliant songs that we know you love, like Whippin' Boy, like Ash, like people like that, and we play brand new Irish music as well. And we're also going to be chatting to Michael from a brilliant new Irish band called Virgins, five-piece from Belfast. We'll be chatting about their new album very, very soon. But first, we have to talk about Fontaines DC. They have announced a brand new album called Romance. They're going to be playing a massive gig in the Three Arena, and they have a brand new single coming out as well. It's called Starburster, and I think it's slightly different. It's a different kind of vibe that from what they have done already. There's a kind of a bit of a Britpop sound in it or something. You'll hear it now. Let me know what you think. This is the new single from Fontaines from their upcoming album. This song is called Starburster. It's Radio Nova.
My sky, never wanting, only one. is Radio Nova.
Your enemy, rebel against your destiny. Going further than I've ever been. Never gonna reach my goal. Cause I have been told never finding happiness. Eternally and unaware. This is where love lies. I see you to the other side. It's always just out of reach.
Maybe my favourite Ash song. That is Numbskull on Radio Nova. It's Ciarán McGuinness. It is the All-Irish Hour. I hope you're having a good evening. Thank you for all your texts. Some very entertaining texts have been coming in recently. If you like My Bloody Valentine, if you like Slow Dive, if you like shoegaze music, if you like Smashing Pumpkins, stick around because we're going to be chatting to Michael from the brilliant band Virgins all about their brand new album. And we're going to play something from them right now. Softer is up next on Nova. Stick around.
Hiya, it's Marty Miller here from Marty at Work. You know, I've said it before, it's great crack working at a radio station like ours. For example, listener Phil is celebrating 2 years living in Ireland and listening to Radio Nova. So what do I do to celebrate? Play him a song he doesn't really like.
Oh, Mr. Miller. Might just tune out for 2 minutes.
Good sport. Weekday mornings from 10. Seriously addictive music for your workday, chances to win stuff, and a general hangout.
10 to 1 on Radio Nova.
With A1 Tradesmen. Need a handyman or plumber? You need A1 Tradesmen. Find us on Facebook.
24/7, the handyman.
Waiting for you.
In Gallershin. Voig mega hufasuk, ni rau meg fiausu. Bias aganalo gatapa, voig me trina chela. Kra agaspian, fudmakorp. Dol me ishka ak nirvun me, an rau me kan bas at all. Duras an ospedale garaus sepsis urim, agus garaus she pranach.
Jaitach sepsis a chelt tifir de ein en outu eg isher bi. Big faramacht an a cori. Bresholus hse.ie/sepsis. Nabi aglach kesh de chur, an vaitach sepsis of a urim. On HSE.
And now, back to more seriously addictive music on the Nova Guest List.
With Ciarán McGuinness on Radio Nova.
Yeah, lovely fade on that. That is Virgins, a brilliant band, five-piece band from Belfast. And that's from their debut album, Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful. And that song is the opening track, Softer. Definitely just right in my wheelhouse, that kind of shoegazy, My Bloody Valentine kind of vibe. And I really like the singles Virgins have sent in over the last little while. And we're really, really lucky because Michael from the band is on the line right now from Belfast. How's it going, Michael?
Good man. Yep, lovely Sunday.
Yeah, it is a gorgeous Sunday, isn't it? Yeah, I think we're going to get some nice weather. Perfect weather for listening to kind of dreamy shoegaze music. So the album came out last Thursday. How does it feel to have it out?
Amazing, man. It's been 2 years of working towards, you know, like their songwriting, and then we took the songs on the road, and it's really important for me to play them to an audience, you know, because I kind of feel like the songs settle and find their own tempo, and you kind of know what works and what doesn't and when to push and pull back and stuff. And so, yeah, and then and then the recording process and all that. And then because I do the art, you know, it's kind of like a 360 thing for me. I'm very involved in all the different aspects of it. So it's fantastic to get it out, and the response to it has been incredible. It's really nice to put out work and for people to kind of understand where you're coming from and the intent behind it, and kind of connect to it and for it to resonate with people. So yeah, it's been a really fulfilling and satisfying process, this one.
Yeah, that's brilliant. So, I mean, I think it's going to be interesting for people to hear. So, Virgins, five-piece band from Belfast. I think it's important for people, and it kind of resonates with people, that you're a little older as well. You're not like, you know, 20-year-olds. You've been in bands, and this isn't just a debut album. This is a culmination of a kind of a career in music.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for calling me out there. I appreciate that, Kieran. I've been in bands since I was 13. Like, I started off as a drummer and kind of worked my way to guitar. I guess I kind of felt like I had something to say songwriting-wise. And it's funny because I was talking to the band about this, you know, like, this is Rebecca's first real band, you know. So, and like, Matt is younger. He's kind of in his 20s and stuff. And me and Dave go way, way back from playing in different bands or with different bands. And so it does, to me, feel like a kind of like a culmination of like a lot of years work. And even from the point of view of, like, you know, PR and promo and booking shows and doing the tours and all
yeah.
It kind of feels like things have been working towards this thing. And, you know, I mean, the album means a lot to us, so it's cool that it seems to mean a lot to other people as well. So, it definitely feels like the fruits of labor of many, many years.
It sounds like that. It does sound like, you know, it sounds like people who know who they are. And I think that's really important. There's an authority to that. When an album comes out, you can hear a kind of a confidence in who the band is. Even having an opinion on whether or not it's better to write songs and go straight to the studio, or better to write songs and take them on tour and then go to the studio. That is a product of experience. And I think that's a really interesting thing. But let's chat about the album. It's just the right mix, I think, of kind of heavy and floaty and dreamy. There's a lot of 90s influences, and hopefully that's not a reductive thing to say.
Not at all.
But I'm really into music from the 90s. And there's My Bloody Valentine, there's Slow Dive, there's a bit of, you know, kind of Siamese Dream, Smashing Pumpkins in there as well, which would be in the same kind of Venn diagram, I suppose. Did you go into this album knowing how you wanted it to sound, or did you go into the album with a kind of set of songs and then see what the alchemy, you know, brought out?
The first EP that was just me playing on it, you know, I wrote everything and I played all the instruments, and then Rebecca came in and sang on it. Whereas with this album, you know, we took the EP on tour, and, you know, the band had been playing the songs and the way I kind of wrote them. And the way it works is, like, I'll write all the stuff and demo it up, and then I'll bring it to the band and we'll work through things. And then kind of whenever I was writing, then I was writing with who was in the band then in mind, and, like, playing to people's strengths. And obviously, different players bring different things. Like, so Rebecca's voice, you know, just knowing what she's able to bring vocally and melodically to it, you know, so I kind of wanted to play into those things, and that enables me to write in a certain way, you know. And I know that on two really longer slow songs on the record, because her voice is amazing and it really excels in those kinds of things too. So I went into it knowing that I didn't just want to do the same thing as the EP. As it, like, Softer was the first song that I wrote for the album, and I think that kind of helped set the tone. It was like, okay, so this is, we're going in this direction, and whatever magic force moved my fingers that way that day, just kind of set the course for it. So, I mean, I wrote 22 songs for the album. You know, there's 8 there, and there's a bonus one you can get when you pre-order it there. But so there was a lot of songs that didn't make the cut, and I just wanted it to kind of be cohesive and say a specific thing and cover kind of specific ground. You know, and because I do feel that the album's kind of varied in terms of, you know, there's like long songs, there's slow songs, there's like really gazy songs, there's songs that are a wee bit more poppy, there's songs that kind of have that more kind of grungy influence there. And you're 100% right, and I definitely don't take it as reductive or anything. There's a lot of 90s in there. I grew up on, well, I say grew up, by the time I'd grown up a bit, the 90s was almost over. But so like Nirvana and Tad and Mudhoney, and then like the Stooges, and you know, like, because it all throws back to those kind of bands. And like Siamese Dream is, you know, I mean, it's Siamese Dream.
Oh yeah. And, listen.
I mean, obviously the Pumpkins, you know, they're not gazy, but they have a thing. Yeah, and it's in there. And you know, my favorite song of all time is 1979 by the Pumpkins, and there's definitely that shimmery, dreamy kind of floatiness to it. And I aim for that perfect mix of like heavy and floaty and melody while still maintaining like a kind of band feel to it. You know, like I don't really want to fall back into drum machines and stuff, because I guess because I started off as a drummer, it's important for me to have that kind of, you know, like kick snare thing, and it really helps drive the band and with dynamics and stuff a lot. So where we landed was exactly where it needed to be.
I just finished an album and we've just released an album, I should say, and at the end of it I realized that we wrote it at nighttime, you know, because the kids were asleep, and at the end of it I realized that there was loads of themes of sleep and bed and waking and dreaminess, and I didn't even realize, really.
Yeah.
Was there anything like that emerged that surprised you thematically at the end of the album?
It's funny because I am a wee bit older, and some of us are, and some of us are kind of young, but a lot of the, when I write about stuff, I'm really conscious of time, and I feel like now, like kind of like Blade Runner and like films are a big influence for me on music, and like Sofia Coppola's stuff is very influential, and like the themes in Blade Runner, you know, like they're running out of time and they want more life, and then like how do you spend your time, you know, it's such an important word, spend. So like time is a big kind of factor that runs throughout the album, and you know, there's like there's love and there's sex and there's grief and there's loss, and not just necessarily death, but like the loss of things, like it could be like the loss of youth and those kind of things. So that's those are themes that run throughout the album, and sometimes in the same song, because I write some of the lyrics and Rebecca writes some, and then sometimes we'll come together and we'll work on things together. So it's funny that without kind of talking about those things, like obviously we read each other's lyrics, and I mean we probably have different interpretations as to what they mean from what I intend behind it and what she intends, but it's funny that without, even before that, we were kind of coming at it from the same point of view. So I don't know, maybe we're telepathic and one, well, one brain, good, kind of thing.
good relationship to have, you know.
Yeah,
but look at Michael, congratulations on the album. The album was called Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful, and the band is Virgins, and you can find them at Band of Virgins online in most places. And the album launch gig is in Dublin the 26th, this Friday the 26th in Shin A. So if you like what you hear, go down and see that brilliant band, Virgins, play in Shin A. Michael, thanks so much for chatting to us. Hopefully everybody goes and checks out Virgins. I'm going to play the second track on the album, Slowly Long. This came in at the end of last year and I just jumped out at the speakers. Would you give us a short introduction to the song, please?
Yeah, so Slowly Long, it was the first song we wrote as a band together. So it was the first single we put out off the album. So I'll leave it open to interpretation, but I think it's kind of a lusty kind of song. I'll say that much.
Lusty, I like it. Michael, thank you so much for chatting to us from the band Virgins.
Thanks a bunch, man.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant stuff. Let's play it. This is Slowly Long from the new album by Virgins on Radio Nova. is absolutely brilliant. That is Virgins and a song called Slowly Long. And that band have just released their debut album, Nothing Hurt and Everything Was Beautiful. And thank you to Michael for chatting to us there. Go and check them out. They're playing next Friday in Shin A. Brilliant, great, fantastic Irish music here on Radio Nova. Now, I want to introduce you to a band that you might not have heard of. They're a band called Kind. And their description alone should get you. It should. It's a five-piece melodic prog. And, oh yes, what a fantastic fantastic phrase, melodic prog. Yes, indeed. This song is called Philosopher's Wish. Excuse me, it's Philosopher's Wish. Witches would work with prog as well, but that's not what we're doing. This is really, really interesting, exciting music. The band is Kind. The song is Philosopher's Wish. It's brand new here on Radio Nova.
Sound.
It's Radio Nova.
The Nova Guest List with Kieran McGuinness, IMRA Specialist Music Broadcaster of the Year.
Radio Nova.
There is a man in a shiny suit. He's saying, get them off the streets and into the schools. But he knows what he does. He's got a middle-aged spread. And he could never understand what's going on in my head. I'm gonna get him tonight. I'll teach him a lesson, all right.
Yeah, the Radiators from Space on Radio Nova. Now, we're going to play a song next by a man called Brad Heidi. He was the winner of the big promotion that Radio Nova was a part of, A New Local Hero, which was an initiative of Hot Press, Radio Nova and all the other participating IBI stations, the Irish Broadcasting Stations, independent broadcasting stations. But it's supported by Commission Namnian under the Sound and Vision Scheme, as well as IMRO, RAP, MCD Productions and Live Nation. So the winning song is going to be played next, and it's by a man called Brad Heidi. So have a listen, let us know what you think. It's Radio Nova.
D Woods Lunch Break on Radio Nova.
In a world where we're all worried AI is coming for our jobs, I got to play you a track from Fleetwood Mac that was a result of Lindsay Buckingham in the studio messing around with computers and making his own voice sound, well, both male and female, let's face it. Sorry if I've ruined a particular fantasy. That is actually Lindsay Buckingham doing the higher parts, just so you know.
Nova Lunch Break with Dee Woods. Weekdays from 1.
With Carol Nash. Celebrating 25 years as the specialist motorcycle and classic car insurance provider in Ireland. Get a quote today at carolnash.ie. Radio Nova.
As soon as we mention the following from Aldi, you probably won't be able to concentrate on anything else. So, hope you're not doing dental work. Cottage pie made with Bord Bia quality assured Irish organic lean round steak mince 5% fat was $4.99, now $3.99. One of our Super 6 fresh meat offers this week. Buy all 6 and save even more. Follow the path to lower prices. Go all Aldi. See in-store or online for offers, terms and conditions while stocks last.
Electric Ireland Superhomes can help you achieve a cozier, healthier and more energy efficient home, and one with less carbon emissions. They look after your home's retrofit from start to finish, including management of SEAI grants. Visit electricirelandsuperhomes.ie and start your journey to a superhome today. Grants offered are provided by the Government of Ireland through the SEAI.
And now, back to more seriously addictive music on the Nova Guest List.
With Kieran McGuinness on Radio Nova.
Woken up in broken bars, I fell asleep in frozen cars. Empty corridor, seeing stars. All that I can say is I took the road that showed no hope. I hid a drink, but I love to smoke. Lost the friends that I used to know. Found ones on the way.
If you see my face,
so far. I kissed the pain and I loved those scars. Written books on things so far. Don't let it slip away. If you see my face, just know I've been through the rough and cold. My face, just know I've been through the rough and cold. When it's tough, I hold you close in the better times. In my mind, I've been like a rolling stone. I choose all the parts I show.
There you go. Brad Heidi on Radio Nova, the winner of the A New Local Hero initiative. They're being played on Radio Nova. This is Kieran McGuinness. This is the Nova guest list. We've got a couple more songs left. Absolute beaut from Villagers. I'm looking forward to you hearing. But first, I want to play this. This is brand new by a man called Oisin Walsh Pilo. I hadn't heard of him before. He goes under the moniker Oh Dear. He's just released a brand new album called OS. And this is just some gorgeous songs on it. And this is one that really stood out. Just the melody of this song is just something else. Staying at Home is the name of the song. And the song is by Oh Dear. Go and check out Oh Dear on Radio Nova. Brand new Irish music.
My mind to take me when I'm going home. Where will it take me when there's nowhere to go? I know it doesn't move anyway. The clock set mine's checking on me's here to stay. But even though it's happened, we've all stopped moving. The glowing lights keep us all away. Settle down and love what's in our place. Staying at home with you. Staying at home with you. I
the free life privilege people pay to pass it by. Lucky to be living how and where I am, only a small bit broken, not asking why. Seasonal spring flower dusting off my eyelid and put a new plant in soil, watch it grow. Fighting to earn that little bit of freedom, paying for in time, just let it go. Staying at home with you.
This is seriously addictive music. Radio Nova.
I am the lineman of the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the wine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. Wichita lineman is still on the more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Wichita lineman.
Villagers on Radio Nova with a gorgeous version of Wichita Lineman. It's Kieran McGuinness. It is the Nova Guesses. Thank you so much for all your texts and tweets tonight. Thanks for keeping us company. Hope you've enjoyed the music. We got loads more seriously addictive music coming up in the next hour.